Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. So far, in everything that we have gone through in this simple book, very valuable book as well, is that we can live in anywhere, any part of the world, and uphold our religious values without compromising, and also be successful in coexisting with others and not forfeiting anything as far as our belief system is concerned. Without doubt, we do understand that animals themselves, who have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have a benefit, and they weren't created for out of vanity or for no reason. And this benefit goes back not only to nature itself, but also to us human beings. Of course, when you're trying to analyze, you know, why you have a rooster, why do you need to have a sheep, and all these things, there are many interpretations and explanations that we're able to give. You know, I think one of the most important things that we can look into is that balance of, for example, the deek, the rooster, you know, being accustomed to calling out, that would be a good thing, was because it's an early riser, and you become an early riser. You know, cats are usually dealing with insects and rodents and things like that, keeping the house clean and, you know, keeping everything intact as far as all of these things are concerned. But then we have the other side, and that is an animal that should not be kept, an animal that should not become a part of your family, and that is a dog. Now, of course, in today's society, when we talk about dog in a reprehensible way, in a negative way, people become very, very offended, especially dog lovers. They become very offended. And I think one of the interesting things that we are able to understand in Islamic heritage is that dogs have been used by Muslims for centuries and centuries. You know, al-kalb al-saluqi, you know, which we always read about and study about in ahkam, in fiqh, you know, talking about the hunting dog and the pure Arabian bred dogs that in today's world are not only very, very unique and beautiful, but also very expensive as well. So, you know, dog keeping is not something foreign to Islam, nor is it something that Islam completely objected and rejected. But in the culture, when it does come to who is man's best friend, in some cultures it's the dog, in some cultures it's the hawk, in some cultures it's the horse or the camel, and so on and so forth. So when a dog is spoken about in that sense, in being najis, in not being allowed to become a part of the family and things like that, it needs to be understood in the correct way. But here we are able to see from the ahadith from Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, again, the main point of observing of three important fundamental concepts. Number one, as Sheikh Jawadi Amuli says, nadafa, cleanliness. Number two, tahara, it being pure, and or you making sure that you are observant of issues of tahara and najasa. And number three, hygiene as well, which means that you shouldn't allow, for example, animals to lick the say or eat from the same utensils that you are going to be using for your consumption.
Ayatollah Javadi Amoli, the author of the book Mafatih al Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
There are many lessons
of the book
by those prophets. And
eat, take some in your hand, and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Here one hadith as far as the animal that has been censured in Islam, which is of course in this case a dog. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, لا تدخل الملائكة بيتا فيه صورة. Angels will not come into a house which has a surah. Here, surah does not mean image. It does not mean a picture. Surah here means statues or idols. ولا كلب, nor will angels enter into a house that has a dog. ولا جنوب, nor will it enter into a house where there is a person in the state of janabah. Tanazzahu an qurbil kilab, as another hadith says. And we are able to understand that when it does come to this whole issue of animals, you are able to keep a dog if it's a shepherd dog, if it's a security dog, if it's a hunting dog, if it's, for example, a guiding dog. You know, in these cases, it's okay, it's permissible. Even though the animal, the dog, still stays najis, you still need to observe cleanliness, tahara, and hygiene. But it will be permissible from a shari'i perspective for you to be able to use. And in such a case, of course, you know, you're still going to be observant of all of the other ahkam and issues as well. And so there are certain animals that would be good for you to keep. There are certain animals that would be reprehensible for you to keep. And in the case of a dog and also a pig goes without saying, of course, you cannot have a dog purely for the sake of it being a pet. And if you do have a dog for those four reasons that we mentioned, then of course you still need to remember that you need to be observant of issues of tahara and najasa and cleanliness and hygiene. And of course you're still going in any circumstance to respect and honor the animal. And we're going to be mentioning a lot of things, even when it comes to a dog, how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi used to deal with dogs as well. Inshallah, we will continue on speaking about benefiting from animals in the next segment. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast,
to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.